On Ethiopia's western edge is a province that looks like pure National Geographic Africa. A landscape of wide chocolate rivers and scattered acacia trees stretches out under humid skies. Stately tribesmen tend herds of spread-horned Sudanese cattle and fields of maize. Brewing behind this picture of rural peace in Ethiopia's Gambella province is a story of increasing ethnic turmoil, as Megan Verley-Williams reports.
The dirt road that runs through these pastures is less than a mile from Gambella's provincial capital, but few people here would travel much further than this on it without a military escort. Gambella is a province under siege. Sitting near a communal water pump in the capital, Gambella town, a local schoolteacher named Tesfai says he used to teach in a remote village until bandits took over the roads.
When the car is on the road, they make themselves in ambush. When the car is coming, they out with gun. Just the car will stop, just they kill.
The bandits blamed for these attacks come from the main local tribe, the Anuak. Ethnically, the Anuak have more in common with the Sudanese than with their fellow Ethiopians. To them, all other Ethiopians are lumped together under the term Highlanders. And in recent years, those Highlanders have flowed to this frontier, drawn by the availability of jobs and rich land in a generally resource-strapped country. But this migration has increasingly brought them into conflict with the Anuak, who feel threatened by the influx.
And so the Anuak had to fight back, otherwise their entire identity, their entire existence would actually be threatened.
Father Andrew Proud heads the Anglican Church in Ethiopia, which has many parishes in the Gambella region.
About 6 or 7 months ago, they began to target Highland Ethiopians. They would pick off, you know, 5 or 6 engineers building a road or putting in telegraph wires, or, you know, 3 or 4 teachers in a little village settlement, and people began to sit up and take notice.
The divide between the Anuak and their countrymen has historic roots. For centuries, they provided much of the Ethiopian Empire's wealth as slaves exported up and down the Red Sea. Even today, the lighter-skinned Highlanders in Gambella refer to the Anuak as the Blacks and tell stories about how they went naked and ate rats before coming under the civilizing influence of Ethiopia. For the Anuak, their fear is becoming a minority in their homeland. Father Andrew.
It came to a head when 2 weeks before Christmas, the new Highlander chief of Udia refugee camp was in a UNHCR ambulance, clearly marked, with 6 others and 2 military escorts, and they were all killed.
And that is when the real trouble started. According to reports, the victims' mutilated bodies were brought back to Gambella town and displayed to an angry crowd of local Highlanders. How many Anuak were killed in the day of chaotic reprisals that followed isn't known. An official investigation puts the number at 56, but other estimates go much higher. Thousands of Anuak fled into the forests and to Sudan. The government arrested nearly 40 people it says were responsible for the massacre. Tesfai, the Highlander teacher, says he thinks the Anuak want his people out of the area.
I have a friend of Anuak. Before, they talk with me, I talk with them. But at this time, they don't talk with them, with me. When I say, how are you, they don't say like this. They leave.
Before the massacre, there wasn't much of a military presence. But since then, troops are evident in force. The deployment is welcomed by many of the local Highlanders, but one Anuak community leader, who wouldn't give his name, says he's heard stories that out in the countryside, the military sometimes goes after Anuak villagers. Sitting on a terrace overlooking the Baru River, the Anuak's historic source of food and identity, he finds a metaphor near at hand.
Yeah, manago atego.
The army is like a river. When the river gets full, it gets flooded. So whenever an army is sent, it does a lot of destruction. They have been doing a lot of things which people are not happy about. Many of the farmers are displaced because of it.
But this chaos is unlikely to stem the tide of Highlanders into the region for long. Minister of State for Gambella, Gebra Ab Barnabas.
Because Gambella is actually potentially very rich. It's probably the richest place in Ethiopia. If it uses those rivers and the fertile soil of Gambella, Gambella can be a miracle economically tomorrow. It's only a question of investing, you know, and then the whole Gambela will become a breadbasket for the country.
What he leaves out is that it may also become Ethiopia's gold mine. A Malaysian oil company recently began exploration in the area, which lies close to the Sudanese oil fields. If oil does start to flow, there is one certainty. It will bring more outsiders and higher stakes to an already shaky region. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee Williams.